Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we are talking all things adventure travel. So if you have had this desire to do something different, have more of an experimental type trip and not just read that great book by the pool, maybe you can do that, you know, when you get back from your adventure. This show is going to help you really come up with some great ideas as Doc Bill, our co-host here. Welcome to the show, Doc Bill.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, Doc Bill and his friend Roger Fishman are sharing really a trip that they just got back from that is fantastic. I mean, I am just itching to go. So the next time, you'll have to put me, either pack me in a bag or just, you know, let me just come along somehow. Can't leave me out.
Definitely will have you there. The Falklands is nice because it's one of the few places in the world that has nature in its pristine state, large of wildlife in abundance, and few people. And that those places are getting harder and harder to find. And Roger is with us today, and we're going to be talking about some of the wildlife on the Falklands, starting with a place called Volunteer Point. It's most renowned for its large population of penguins, a particular type of penguin called the king penguin. And it's good to at least talk about this at Volunteer Point, a little bit about the case and place Volunteer Point and the location, but also from Roger's perspective, because he's been to other places in that region that also has the king penguin, and the most accessible place to see the kings in large amounts is Volunteer Point on Falkland Islands. Like to say something about that, Roger?
Yeah, the Volunteer is a fantastic, fantastic destination run by Derek and Trudy, who run the carriage house there. And what they've done is help create an environment where you can get direct access, close access to the penguins, but also with a range of different sort of landscapes. You can be on the beach, you can be on a lake, you can be on a hillside. It's truly as unique and wonderful and inspiring as any place I've ever seen in the world.
And it's true. And the number of breeding pairs close to 1,000 is a tremendous number. And you can see these animals in the morning when they're going out to try to go into the water to hunt for food. You can see them coming back, and you can see them on the rookery. And it changes. The kings, from what I understand and seeing, that they stay at that location year-round, where some of the other penguins come in at a certain time, and they leave at a certain time of the year. But the kings are there all the time, and the kings are the second biggest penguin. They're about 3 feet tall. The only penguin that's bigger than the kings are the emperor penguins. But the kings are similar type bird, and they're also a bit more colorful.
And one of the things that makes Volunteers so special is they really are the only place to see kings unless you go to South Georgia Island, which is even further away and even more remote. So this is Volunteer Point, one of the most special places in the world and the most accessible for king penguins.
It is, and one of the great events that I had when I was there, I was extremely lucky to see a drama played out between a king penguin and a sea lion. And you know, sea lions hunt penguins, and the king is a big penguin, and to see a sea lion come out of the water right in front of my eyes and attack and capture a king penguin and take it back into the water for food was incredible. You hear about these, but to actually see that drama play out right in front of you, and to be lucky enough to catch it on photography, again, there aren't many places where you can see that happen.
And really be that close, too. You guys were really close to the animals as well, which was amazing to me. I've seen some of the photos, and especially you, Roger. I mean, I've seen some of the photos where it looks like you are just right there in the midst of all the penguins.
Well, that's one of the real beauties and benefits of going to the Falklands, because you are literally right there. And one of the great things about the people of the Falklands is that they know you're going to be respectful of the wildlife, because you're there, because you love nature, and you love wildlife, and you love peace and quiet. So you have a lot of freedom and flexibility, more so than perhaps any other place in the world.
And that's true. And the guests, Trudy and Derek, were very, very gracious hosts. They prepared incredible meals, and they gave tremendous information. And Derek himself is an excellent photographer, so they can give you a lot of good photography hints as well, places to see on the island and good information. And that type of contact and host is really, really unique to find in places.
And what type of meals did you guys have?
Their meals were great. We had the best meal was a great baked potato they made. They had salads. We had chicken dishes, and occasionally we had fish. And we also had the luxury of having actually a penguin egg on toast.
What's that like?
It's a penguin egg on toast.
Does it taste any different than chicken eggs?
It does. It has a more fishy flavor, but I'm sure the penguins eat a crustacean called a lobster krill, which is, and we know lobster krill is high in a lot of good oils, even more so than salmon. And so I'm sure the nutrition value of those eggs are quite high. And the type of penguin they used was a penguin called a gentoo. And apparently the first eggs these penguins make are sterile. And so when they lose their first egg, it makes them more productive. So they actually produce more penguins if the first eggs are, some of the first eggs are taken. And Roger will talk about the different types of penguins you actually have on Volunteer. The king is not the only one.
No, you have wonderful Gentoo, and you have wonderful Magellanic. Those are the three primary penguins, and they're abundant. They're all abundant, which makes it sort of a photographer's playground.
Well, it sounds like it. And now, you did a lot of the planning and preparation for this trip, Roger. How far in advance do you start planning this type trip?
I think for trips where you have great distances to go and where you have limited supply of, you know, beds and breakfasts or hotels, you need to be planning really and booking a full year in advance to make sure that you can get to where you want to go when you want to go. So I'm already planning my travel for all of 2015 as we speak.
Wow.
That's incredible. Now, we're going to put the website of Derek's tours for Volunteer. We're going to put that on our website so people can go and look at that and send him an email. And we have some pictures on our site before. And Roger, although my pictures look very good, Roger's pictures are even better than mine. he'll also give some information if you want to contact him as well. The second place we're going to talk about, when we get back shortly, is a place called Saunders. And Saunders is an incredible place. It's an island that's about 30,000 acres, and it's located in the north western part of the Falklands, and it's just, and it has almost two different environments on one island. Would you like to comment about Saunders, Roger?
Wow, Saunders has a place called the Neck and the Rookery, and they may be the most magnificent pieces of landscapes you could ever imagine. You know, surrounded on both sides by the ocean, literally thousands upon thousands of gentoos on the beach. They look like any beach in America, except they're not covered with families. They're covered with penguins.
Penguin families.
Penguin families. And then you have a wonderful rockhopper penguins who may be the most spectacular penguins in all in terms of how they dive into the ocean and how they get out of the ocean. So I'd say Saunders is truly one of the great sites in the entire world, and one that I would recommend you visit if you go to the Falklands in addition to Volunteer.
I would agree. I think Saunders is one of the most incredible places in the world. The abundance of wildlife, the way the two beaches come back to back, you have large sea mammals, you have penguins, you have large Arctic birds, everything is there. And the great thing about it is the place you stay called the Neck is located between those two beaches. So you can look out your window and see a beach on each side and walk about 100 yards down and you are in an incredible place.
Well, now, are there other places to stay than that one place? Because I saw a picture of that, and that was a fantastic location. Is that where everyone stays there on Saunders, or are there lots of different places there?
There's another place to stay on Saunders called a Rookery, which is located on the other part of the island. And this is close to, with a lot of cliffs. There are rockhopper penguins there, too. But this is mostly where you can see some of the big birds, what's called the black-browed albatross, a bird with about a 7-foot wingspan. Incredible bird.
And well, when we come back, maybe you guys can tell us a little bit about that one. Because this is just so fascinating. I cannot believe all the wildlife that you have such great access to. And you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Doc Bill and his friend Roger Fishman. They just got back from the Falkland Islands, and they're sharing their experience. It's so fascinating to hear and to learn, and it's really going to inspire you to want to get out and take a trip to the Falklands. This is North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.